Welcome again to Simplified RSA, the guys who makes it look easy, and we are your number one learning channel. Our topic for today is going to be the so-called odd periods calculations. Odd periods calculations is just a topic under financial mathematics. And then our topic for today will be facing this question. So without wasting time, the question reads, question 4 and 5 relates to the following situation. Bongi wants to open a delicatessen in the Good Food Mall. Until I had to go through this question, I didn't know what a delicatessen is. So a delicatessen is like a shop, a small shop that sells cheese and meat, like those small shops that sells cheese and meats, like mainly from like out of the country and stuff. But yeah, something like that. So the story goes that on the 7th of March, Bongi invested 375,000 into an account earning 10.45% interest per year, compounded monthly. Interest is credited on the first of every month. Bongi will move into his new shop on the 28th of November of the same year. That's the information. Obviously, to make sense of the information, we have to put it on a timeline and break it down based on the dates that are given on the question for us to can analyze the whole situation. But for question 4, if simple interest is used for odd period calculation and compound interest for full period, then the amount of money that Bongi will have into their account on the 28th of the same year will equals to. So here we have a multiple choice question where they want us to determine from option 1 to the 5th option, how much money will Bongi have from that investment that he made of 375,000. Up until on the 7th of March, up until the 28th of November. They want to know how much is that money going to be if we use odd period, if we use simple interest to calculate the odd period, and then we use compound interest to calculate the full period, meaning we have odd periods and full period. How does this thing work? Before we go into question 5, question 5 is still similar. They just want us to... Now, for question 5, they're saying if fractional compounding is used for the full term, the amount of money that Bongi will have available in the account is, so it's 2 comparison. For question 4, they want us to use odd periods. I mean, they want us to use simple interest to calculate the odd periods, and then we use compound interest to calculate the full period. However, for the second one, they want us to use the so-called fractional compounding to calculate the full period of the investments. Now, we did talk about simple interest. We did talk about compound interest. At this point, everyone is expected to understand that this is the formula we use for simple interest, and this is the formula we use for compound interest. And I believe now you know how to apply both formulas. But then now we have the story where it's a combination of both compound interest and simple interest under one question, whereby they are saying we use odd periods for the other one, and then we use... So now, before we proceed, let's put the information on the timeline. Obviously, they are saying the investment begins on the 7th of March. So we have our 7th of March there. We have our 7th of March, and then the investments ends on the 28th of November. The investments ends on the 25th, on the 28th of November. So it starts from here, it ends there. But somehow they say to us, interest is credited on the first of every month. That information is very important. If interest is credited on the first of every month, we must show the first of every month in between our timeline. So if this is the 7th of March, after March, we have the month of April. So March, we're going to have the 1st of April here, or one of the 4th month, 1st of April. April, we have the 1st of May here, or one of the 5th month, 1st of May. So it's April, May. We have the 1st of June here, or one of the 6 months. June, we have the 1st of July. But after the 1st of the 10th month, which is October, we have the 1st of November here. We have the 1st of November. We have the 1st of November, the 1st of November. So we have the 1st of November. Even though the investments end on the 28th of November, we have the 1st of November here. Okay, just to understand our timeline, Bongi invested on the 7th of March, and then he will move to the shop on the 28th of November. However, the whole thing happens within the same year. So from the 7th of March till the 28th of November, Bongi invested 375,000. He invests the money here. So he puts the money down here, and then he will harvest the money back here. Like, the money will mature. Like, you'll move back to the shop on the 28th. However, interest is credited on the 1st of every month. So as much as he invested on the 7th of March, the next interest that will be credited into his account, it's going to be on the 1st of April, which is the 1st of the fourth month, the following month. And then also on the 1st of May, and then 1st of June, like that. So on the 1st of every month, interest is credited. However, this means that if this was to be perfect, before the 1st of April, the previous interest for March could have been on the 1st of March. So on the 1st of March, we could have had the first interest credited. That was if Bongi would have invested before. But then already by investing on the 7th, Bongi already missed the first credit of the interest. So the first interest will be credited on the 1st of April, and then the second one on the 1st of May, and so forth and so forth. Meaning also here, when we get to the 1st of October, interest will be credited. On the 1st of November, which is the first day of November, interest will also be credited. However, before the month of November ends, Bongi will move in on the 28th of November. Meaning, if Bongi didn't move in on the 28th of November, interest could have been credited on the 1st of December of that month. But then, because now Bongi moved on the 28th, it means now the money has gone. Now, from here, if you look from the 1st of April, 1st of May, 1st of June, 1st of July, we have perfect periods of perfect months. So, how many months? We have 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months. So, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months of the full period. However, between the 7th and the 1st, somewhere in between, we need a couple of days from the 1st up until the 7th to complete a full period. So now somehow this is now we have an unperfect period here. So now the date from the 7th of March up until the last day of month, that's our odd period. Also, from the 1st of November up until the 28th of November, when the investment matures, because that's when we have from the 1st up, so it's only 28 days, is also our odd period. So this is our odd period, this is our odd period, and this represents our full period. This represents our full period because it's even, it's in order. This represent our full period. So meaning from here to here, we just have a number of days that goes from the 7th of March up until the last day of month. It's our odd period. And then we only have the number of days that goes from the 1st of November up until the 28th of November. It's only a number of days there. And within those days, it's not a full month, meaning interest was not credited because interest is credited on the 1st of every month. So this represents our odd period, and then this represents our full period. So now, after placing the information on the timeline, we've managed to break down the information properly. So we've identified our odd periods, we've identified the full period. So the full period is when interest is credited for those fully compounded months. Mara, the moment Bongi made an investment on the 7th of March, between the 7th and the 1st of April, there are some couple of days which there was some interest that was being earned, but then now it's not a full month of the full period because normally interest is credited on the 1st of every month, meaning it needs a full month. Also, on the final part, from the 1st of November up until the 28th of November when Bongi moved into the shop, there is some interest going on there. However, it's not a full month because Bongi didn't stay up until the 1st of December to move in. Bongi moved in on the 28th of November. So Bongi didn't complete the full period of the month. So for those months where the full period is not completed, they are our odd period. They are in the form of days. Now, for the full period started from April. So it's April, May, June. So it's 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Remember, we count this as a number line. So we start from April as 0. So it's 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So from here to there, from April, from the 1st of April to the 1st of November, we have 7 months. The period is 7 months there. So we can say T, the period is 7 months from the 1st of April up until the 1st of November. So that's the term for our full period. What is the term for our odd periods? Now, to get the term for our odd periods, obviously the odd periods now will be calculated in the form of days. We all know we have 365 days in a year. And under financial mathematics, you are given this is some sort of a calendar that shows the number of days in a year. So it goes with each and every date. And then I'll show you how to use this. So using the calendar of the number of each day of the year is very easy. Like, as you see, the first row shows the months. So it shows January, February, March, April, May, up until December. And the first column, it shows the number of days from the 1st up until the 31st. Now, inside there is just days counted from one day up until 365 days because we have 365 days in a year. And now, to get the period here, you just have to look at the number of days you get on the 1st of April, and then you subtract the number you get, the number of days you get on the 3rd of March on your calendar. So this is how it goes. As you can see there, the number of days that I get on the 1st of April is 91 days. It's 91 days. And the number of days that I get on the 7th of March, on the 7th of March here, the number of days on the 7th of March, according to the calendar, is 66. So on the 7th of March, I have 66 days. So I subtract 66 days. This means that the number of days from the 7th of March to the 1st of April is going to be 91 minus 66, which is 25 days. So the period of the odd period is 25 days, like that. Also, to get the period for this odd period, the one for the number of days from the 1st of November to the 28th of November, this one is actually straightforward. I can tell that from the 1st of November to the 28th of November is 27 days in between if I start counting the 1st as 0. But however, if I use my calendar, I know that the amount of days that I found on the 28th of November, according to the calendar, is 332. And then from there, I must subtract the number of days that I found on the 1st of November. The 1st of November gives me 305. And then the total number of days, 332 minus 305, will give me 27 days. However, now I know my periods. I know the period for the odd period is 25 days. I know my period for the full period is 7 months. And then I know my period for the last odd period is 27 days. However, you know that when we use our equations, because now according to the question, we have to use simple interest for odd period and we have to use compound interest for the full period. We know that to use our formulas, I don't just use time in months. So if it's in months, it means T will be 7 divided by 12. Also, for this odd period here, if my time is in days, then it means T will be 25 divided by 365, because we have 365 days in a year. Also here, it means T will be 27 divided by 365. So now we have the information we needed. We know the odd period. We know the odd period. We know the full period. We know that the time for the odd period, the term for the odd period is 25 days divided by 365. We know that for the other one is 27 days divided by that. But now they said we must use simple interest for odd period and compound interest for thingy. So we'll use simple interest to calculate the odd period here. For this part, and then we're gonna we'll use simple interest to calculate for this part. Whatever we get there, it will be what the amount will be, and then we'll use compound interest for the full period. We'll use compound interest for the full period, and then we'll use simple interest again for this period. That's what the question says. So this is the full information we need regarding the question. So we'll use odd period to calculate this portion for the odd period, and then we use compound, we use simple interest to calculate the odd period, we use compound interest for the full period, and then we use simple interest again to calculate that. And now we also know that the T for here is going to be this one. The T for here is going to be this one. And the T for here is going to be this one. Now, somehow, as you see here, the formula, it may look like this. But then the P, the present value, is the same throughout. And however, if you calculate from here to there, you calculate the future value from here to here. To calculate the future value here, this becomes the present value here. So meaning somehow we can rewrite this formula as one thing to accommodate the entire calculations. So we can write this formula as so here we can literally simplify the formula as this. The present value is going to be the same because Bongi put the same down payment for the investment. So it's going to be this part for the odd period, and then this part for the full period, and then this part for the final odd period, because the present value is the same. Like, the present value keeps on being the next present value for the next one, as it keeps on being the next present value for the next one. This may not make sense for now, but as we calculate, it's going to make sense. So we're going to have this. I'm just going to rewrite this to create space. So just to rewrite, here's the whole thing. So this portion here will be represented by this formula. The moment we get the answer to this, automatically it becomes the present value here for us to get the future value here, which is now this represents our present value here. And then now the final portion will be for that. But otherwise, you can just look at it as P is the same, because only a down payment of 375 throughout. The only difference is just the terms of that whole thing. So we're using simple interest for the odd periods, and then we use compound interest for the full period. Now we can just substitute from there and get our answer. Now substituting this, it will give us so after substituting, this is what we get. As you can see, we are getting somewhere now. So after substituting, we have the down investment, which is 375,000. The formula as it goes, to get R, which is the interest rate, we must always divide the interest that is given, which is 10.45% by 100%. So it's going to give us 0.1045, but multiply by, now the difference is just the T. T there is 25 over 365 days. Here, my T will be 7 over 12 because it's 7 over 12 months. And then from here, that's your formula. And then using a calculator to calculate this, when we punch this on a calculator, we're going to get the value. When we punch this whole thing on a calculator now, you can simplify this using your calculator because we have modern calculators now. When we punch this on a calculator, we're going to get the answer to be. If we punch this on a calculator, we'll get 404419.587, which is closer to 5.9. So that will be our option 4. So the money that Bongi will have on the 28th of November, given that simple interest is used for odd periods and compound interest is used for full period. The money that Bongi will have when he moves in into his shop on the 28th of November is going to be that amount there. So there's no trick here. The point is just to understand the timeline, how to analyze your timeline based on the information given, how to interpret the calculator of the number of days given in the year to can extract the days based on the given information, and also to distinguish between the full period and the odd period. So the odd period is where the full cycle is not complete for the interest to be credited, or it's not a full month, it's just a couple of days, whereas the full period is calculated in full months. So now to separate also which one is your odd period, which one is your full period, and then for the odd period, you just use simple interest. For the full period, you use compound interest. However, regardless of how we've done it here, we've taken all the equations and make it one. If you want, you can just calculate the odd period first, calculate the compound, the full period, and then the other full period. But it's going to end up with whatever answer you get becomes your present value on the next calculation, and whatever answer you get becomes your present value on the upcoming calculation as well. So which is leading you to be using the very same formula, mathematical, if you understand. So the next question, question 5. They want us to use fractional compounding. Also, there's no trick to that. With fractional compounding, instead of using odd period and using, instead of using simple interest for odd period and using compound interest for the full period. Now, fractional compounding is, we just take the terms, we add all the terms, and then we use the terms in the form of compound interest anyway. So this is how fractional compounding works. So for fractional compounding, I will use S is equals to P 1 plus JM over MTM, right? But then for T, I will use the total T as it is. Now, to get the total T is going to be 25 over 365 plus 7 over 12 plus 27 over 365. This is my total T. So now, meaning using fractional compounding, this is how I'm going to break it down. So meaning after substituting, using fractional compounding means I use the compound interest equation, but then only for the value of T, I add the T of the whole period. I add the term for the whole period as it was. So it's 25 over 365 plus 7 over 12 plus that. And then you substitute the T as it is. And then you multiply by 12 because it's compounded monthly. That's why we multiply by 12 there. Therefore, the final answer will be, you can punch this in a calculator without complicating everything. And then if you punch the whole thing in a calculator, you will get. If you punch the whole thing in a calculator, you will get
404415.85,
which gives us option four again, according to our answer. So that's all I can say with odd period calculations. For now, please join us on the next video as we do more videos related to this. Thank you for supporting us, for those who are supporting us. Otherwise, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram, follow us on TikTok. And you must be assured that now you can also access our learning channel through Spotify. All you need to do is just to go to your Spotify app and search for learning channel, or you may search for simplified underscore RSA, and then you can access our learning channel. That's it for a day. I'm Mr. Maimane, and we are your number one learning platform, which is called Simplified RSA. I'm done.